The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration has commissioned a panel to study ocean acidification. From KMXT in Kodiak, Jay Barrett has more.
As the levels of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere increase, as they have since the dawn of the Industrial Revolution, the amount of gas diffusing into the world's oceans has increased as well. Estimates are that a third or more of the carbon dioxide created from burning coal and petroleum products on an industrial scale have been absorbed by the oceans and has actually moderated the effects of global warming. However, there is a downside, according to Bob Foy, a NOAA scientist in Kodiak.
The potential problem of ocean acidification is quite large. You know, until now, most of the studies related to climate change or human impacts on the climate have been related to temperature, and we found that the effects of temperature on Earth are quite overwhelming. The potential impacts of ocean acidification they could be greater. The base of the oceanic food chain is all made up of organisms that require calcium carbonate. So if the food chain in the ocean is altered dramatically because of this acidification, it could have global impacts.
Foy is a biologist with NOAA's Kodiak Fisheries Research Center. He won't be on the NOAA NSF panel, but research from his laboratory will be used by them.
Most of the carbon dioxide that's in the ocean is natural, and most of it is on the bottom of the ocean. But since the Industrial Revolution and the increase in carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, there has been an increased amount of CO2 going into solution in the surface waters of the ocean. And CO2 is corrosive. So what that means is when you have more CO2 in the water, the end result is more carbonic acid. So therefore, you have more lower pH or higher acidity. The acidity is not enough that you and I could feel it. It's actually extremely small, 2/10 of a pH unit, but that's very important for a biological system.
The base of the ocean's food chain includes microscopic crustaceans, which, by definition, have shells that need a certain level of calcium carbonate in the water to form. Fish, crab, and even some whales feed on them, and they in turn are fed on by others. If the base of the food supply is disrupted, it could cause massive disruption to sea life. In his Kodiak laboratory, Foy is studying the effects of acidic ocean water on red and blue king crabs and their ability to form their shells. He says the depth at which the carbon dioxide concentrations start to inhibit shell formation is fairly shallow in the North Pacific Ocean.
The ocean that upwells in the North Pacific is older water. It holds more carbon dioxide. Add in the impacts of the human impact since the Industrial Revolution, and that makes the waters in the North Pacific much more corrosive than anywhere else.
The 18-month study will be conducted by the National Academy of Sciences, which, along with the National Research Council, will put together a panel of 10 to 12 scientists with expertise in various oceanographic fields. In Kodiak, I'm Jay Barrett.